Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Today's question comes from Sarah, who very candidly asks, how do I deal with mommy brain? Well, if by mommy brain you mean like forgetting where you put your keys or always losing your phone, or maybe like your brain not connecting with your mouth at the same, at the appropriate time, yes, I know what you mean. I get it. Mommy brain. Ugh. While mommy brain is just kind of a fact of life when you have so many friggin' things going on at one time, there are some things that you can do to help kind of like soften its blow. Okay, here are a few. The first one is to exercise. Okay, I know that's not really the answer that any of you are hoping for, but here's the truth. Exercise actually boosts your brain power. Now, we know all about endorphins at this point. We know that exercising gives us endorphins, it makes us feel good, but it's so much more than that. In the past few years, neuroscientists have started to discover some really incredible connections between our brain and exercise. They go so far as to say that exercise is more about your brain than about your body and your muscles and looking good and all that stuff, or even like your physical health. Exercise for your brain, for your mommy brain. Clear your space, get out in nature, walk, whatever, do your high intensity interval training. Just move intentionally every day. The second tip is to meditate. This is so important because if we can't take even like 5 minutes out of our whole day to sit and clear our thoughts and just focus on the present moment, what is life? Am I right? 5 minutes. If you can start out your day without a baby being your alarm clock, like right now, my baby is usually my alarm clock. It's not really the best way to wake up, but it's just my life right now. So what I try to do is meditate the first opportunity I get. Sometimes what that looks like is I actually wake up before all the kids. And it's a miracle, people. This doesn't happen very often. What I try to do is meditate for just a few minutes and sit. And sometimes I listen to some peaceful, serene music that just really sets the tone. Sometimes I'm literally in the bathroom just like hiding for a few minutes and my husband is feeding the screaming children. You do what you gotta do, right? And sometimes I do it, you know, before we leave to drop off the kids for school. If I have a few minutes to myself without anybody interrupting me, I just kind of get away and do this. Ideally, you can start out first thing in the morning with a few minutes of meditation and just setting yourself up mentally for the day and getting in the right frame of mind so that all those other things that happen throughout the morning don't stress you out and you're not in reactive mode. The third thing I would suggest for mommy brain is sleep. Wouldn't all of us love to have more sleep? I know I would. I wake up like 10 times every night because the baby is teething again. And this is just gonna be like a part of life on and off for probably the next like, 8, 10, 12 months. I'm not really sure, but I'm prepared like to, you know, to be in this mode for a while. Sometimes it's just our reality. We don't get to have a lot of quality sleep. And it's kind of a bummer, you know, in the meantime, because I recognize, like I know that sleep affects everything. Hormones, focus, like my ability to, you know, I'm having trouble right now. My ability to form conclusive statements that actually make sense to people. I notice that the nights I wake up extra times, I have a lot of trouble focusing the next day. If you can't tell, last night I didn't get the best sleep. Anyway, so sleep. So do what you can, do what you realistically can. We have so many things working against us already as moms in the sleep department. So do what you can to give yourself the best chance to actually get rest. If you get that rare opportunity for a nap, take it. Don't worry about the dishes or the laundry or whatever. Just take a nap. Promise the rest of the day it will feel so much better. Try turning off the TV or Netflix or Facebook or whatever it is that you're on later at night. Try turning that off sooner to give your mind a chance to just chill and settle without the blue lights and all that stuff. That blue light really stimulates your brain and it could give us a hard time falling asleep and getting good quality sleep. So just do yourself a favor and help yourself get rest. So I hope that this helps in the mommy brain department. It definitely helps me because the days that I feel a little extra scattered, if I didn't do these three things, I would be like, forget about it. So try exercising, meditating, and getting as much sleep as you can. And hopefully that will help you as well with your mommy brain situation. Well, that's it for today. And if you have any questions for me, feel free to comment. Mom health, mom life, mom fitness, please let me know. All right, till next time.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.